Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Perhaps the Doug Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, thus the Doug, and then there's Jay Kirshner, thus the Jay. Jay Bird and the Dougster here as we blast into another hour of conversation on the Good Day program with things that matter, things that are important happening around the corner, around town, around the world, around the country. The first, tell me what you think about this. Perhaps all of us can ponder the whole world of artificial intelligence and how it seems to be chugging down the track as quickly. I wonder how it is that it's happened this quickly, or did it? Have we just been, is it like the government keeping us from information on UFOs?
Well, it doesn't feel like it's happened that quickly. I feel like we've been talking about it for a long time. It's just we got to a point where finally it's like, oh, we're here already?
You think that's it? Well, okay, so there are radio stations in other countries that are running on artificial intelligence. That is, there are no longer real live personalities. They have created, using artificial intelligence, fake, phony personalities to, in most cases, it's, well, in all cases, actually, because there isn't any, they haven't figured out a way to do conversation or radio conversation with artificial intelligence. But the music stuff has been now completely driven in some places by artificial intelligence. That is, there is nobody there, but it sounds like there's somebody there. It seems like there's a real person, real conversation. And so in this particular case, where it's in another country, the folks who program the station say they are aiming to have a younger audience. So they've created a younger person. I can't even imagine how this honestly works.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense if they are only looking for a voice to say the name of the song and the artist who is singing or the band. And if that's all they're looking for, well, it makes sense. Why would you pay someone to do that? But I know a lot of radio stations across the states, and that's here, obviously, but who won't even have national shows because they want somebody in studio. They want the live and local. And especially if there's something happening in that very community that a national show wouldn't get, but also an AI certainly wouldn't get.
No. So my question to you is, would you listen to a radio program if you knew the voice, the personality that you were listening to wasn't real? Would it make a difference to you if it was entertaining? I suppose maybe you... Well, I don't want to feed it. I don't want to seed the idea. I want you to think about it and tell us what your thoughts are. Would you listen to a program that you knew was hosted by basically a robot? Social media, it's Facebook and Instagram. Do we even bother to talk about Thread anymore? That seems to be going as fast as it came into the world. But if you're using it...
And in terms of listening to things with AI, people are watching shorts and videos and stuff that are completely generated by AI. A lot of users online are getting into these different things with social media of posting, AI is seeing what our children, our future children would look like, or doing these glamour shots or whatever, and they're posting that. So a lot of people are having fun with AI. And it's just one of those things that it can be harmless to a sense, but at the same time, We see things. How do we know what to believe when we already see user-generated images that with news stories, as we've spoken about with Jamie Foxx, there were images floating around online of him having all these tubes in him and being in the hospital, and those are all fake images. None of them were real. But then knowing that AI can do things, and AI can do it a lot better.
Mm-hmm. But is it as joyful, as fun? Will you be as happy or satisfied listening to the radio program if you know the backstory is there's not really anybody there? Knock, knock, there's nobody home. It's just noise. That's what it is. It's noise. So let's think about it and talk about it. Facebook and Instagram and the thread is at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. The upshoot of this in terms of age. Well, let's just see. People, you can tell us your age if you want to, and that'll help maybe help us figure out which direction. You know, this is what I was thinking about this because there are a lot of radio personalities who are, as you've suggested, they're either national or local, and their contracts are coming up and they're being renegotiated. And there are some station managers, owners who are threatening to, if you want too much money, we're just going to go AI. And that's kind of what the writers and the actors, especially the writers, are worried about in Hollywood. That's why the strike goes on and on and on, because there's no good answer. And one wonders then, would you watch a television show? Or would you read a book? Or would you go to a movie that was created by artificial intelligence? I think that's kind of where we are. And so this just bleed over. Take radio, television, movies, books, whatever the source of entertainment may be. And then would you care, would you be disturbed if the source wasn't human, right? Social media, Facebook, Instagram, thread, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The hottest weather of the summer apparently is upon us, or at least where I am and where Jay is, although those of you who are in the Southwest and in the Southeast, you've had it already, but this week here, it's swelter time. I have the circus coming to the farm this weekend. We have a performance on Friday. If you go to EastleyFarm.com, you'll see. As a matter of fact, I should probably post that on the Facebook page, Jay, and all sorts of other things that are personal to me. Because people last year when I had the circus for the first time on the farm, it was fabulous. People loved it. So this week there's a lot of excitement about it. But then there's the concern about how wet it's been and how we put an amphitheater, we sort of build an amphitheater in one of the pastures. So is it going to be dry enough? And then is it going to be too hot? It'll work the way it's supposed to work. But some of these, some of the temperatures that have been experienced have been record-breaking temperatures. And, of course, the climatologists are like, look, we told you. I'm getting so tired of listening to that as an adjunct to the story. It's the same story over and over again. The real story is that it's hot in the Midwest, where you are in Ohio. It's hot in the Northeast, where I am in Massachusetts. And the next few days will be unpleasant and uncomfortable. So that's really the story. It isn't, oh, my God, look at, so what are we going to do? Let's go buy an electric car because that'll stop this. It won't stop it. As a matter of fact, it's getting more and more ridiculous. And you can see that Nick Miles, who's our auto expert, is on the program every Friday. And you can hear him also if you are interested in the Good Day download. Check it out at gooddayshow.com. His prediction is that people are going, and Ford already is kind of playing with this, because Ford has a glut of electric trucks that people don't want to buy. And so that's why if you see the ads for Ford trucks, special, we give you 30% off. They're not doing that because they want to be nice to you. They're doing it because they want to get rid of the trucks. But that thing is, was it yesterday or the day before we were talking about one of the companies going, Jaguar has discontinued production of all their cars. There are two companies that are owned by this guy, Tata Industries in India, Range Rover and Jaguar. And they've been together for years. Ford owned them for a while. The Range Rover has picked up steam because a lot of people think that it is the most important luxury car that they can kind of afford, even though kind of the new ones are they're pretty expensive, but they're selling out, and is because there's a quality attached to it. Well, the Jags kind of have gone downhill over the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, so they just stopped production. And they're converting everything to electric, so the Jaguar that comes out in 2 years will be electric-powered. You want an electric-powered Jaguar? Fine. You want a gasoline-powered Jaguar? Buy a used one, because they're not going to make them anymore with gasoline engines in them. And that's the trend. There are several other car companies who are saying, I think it's, is it, who is, there's one other company that said by the 2030, no more, we're not building any more combustible engine cars, just all electric. Anyway, so that's off of the grid here when it comes to the temperatures. You'll be at 100 degrees probably tomorrow there, Jay, in Cleveland. But on the lake, maybe not so bad, because do you get the lake effect? Is there a breeze that comes off the lake often?
Sometimes. But, I mean, when it's hot, even with a breeze. And sometimes that breeze is even
Midwestern
hot.
Mugginess, right? So it will be for many of us that are listening and living here, scorching hot. That's just it. So I suppose there's good news and bad news with that. In the Mid-Atlantic, this will be in and out probably by Sunday. And next week is going to be cool and calm. There's a Canadian air mass that's going to spread across the Midwest and into the Northeast. So now I wonder about the smoke from the wildfires. And what's that? Are you still having any influence from that there? You are. What about?
I think we're okay for the moment. We definitely had some more last week, but I think it's okay for right now. Mm-hmm. Question is, will it come back again? It would be a third time now. We've had it twice.
Yeah, I think they're doing a little bit to quell. Imagine the mess and what that's done to some of their agriculture as far as that's concerned. So my daughter is here with her husband and my grandson for 3 weeks, and they went down to New York yesterday to spend a couple of days. And it was 93 there yesterday, which is, and all those buildings with that, the heat kind of is, what is the old expression? It's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk. So there may be some of that. But anyway, that's the forecast from the Good Day program in general and specifically at 18 after. This is Good Day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor. Always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Meet Joe A, Hi. Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, 23 after the hour on the, what is today, Wednesday already, right? Halfway through the work week, the 26th of July is upon us. And we have survival techniques for the heat with ideas. Just go jump in a bucket of ice. That's it. That'll cool you right down. You'll be fine. The whole world of social media and gossip, I have seen more stories in the last 24 to 48 hours about Tom Brady and his ex-wife and the new girlfriend and what her old beau has to say about her being with Tom, and so this is like Bradley Cooper is now in the mix, right? He was with this woman before, got a baby with her, and he's not happy, and some of the gossip columns say that Giselle's not happy, and so is this something to get all worked up about? We'll find out right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What's going on between Tom Brady and the latest supermodel in his life? He's rumored, Jay, to be dating, I think you helped me pronounce her name yesterday,
Irina
Shayk, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So Irina has a baby with Bradley Cooper. So apparently they were fairly close, and they've been good friends, and they are in touch, sort of. And Tom has his former wife, the model that looks, they all look kind of the same. Isn't it this, this is, to, people have always said, I have a type. Do men have a type? Do women have a type? If you had, Tom Brady and his type, he seems to like the same kind of woman, that's okay. Do you, Jay, when you and Ryan got together, was he your type? Would you say that he was?
I don't think we have types. When you are, if you're just specifically talking about vanity and looks,
kind of
like a certain type.
Yeah.
You know, we were friends for a long time before we got together.
Oh, that's
so we've
right.
Seen, we've seen the people that we each other have dated, and I don't think you can really even relate one to the next for either of us.
So anyway, they had dinner at the Hotel Bel Air on Friday, and then she jumped to his role into his Rolls Royce with him. And they went to his house in L.A. And then the paparazzi followed them home, took pictures of him and her going into the house. And they camped out all night and got pictures of her leaving the next morning. No! How can that be? Wow, E! It's so silly. But anyway, it's something that people get their minds off of, whatever. Page Six is all full of this stuff, and DMZ or TMR or whatever that is. What is it, TMZ?
TMZ, but it's always sources. Like, sources say Giselle's not happy. Sources say Bradley Cooper's not happy. And then there's other ones where it's they're totally unbothered.
Yeah, right. Hey, he should be happy. Let him be happy. We're divorced, right? I'm not sure Bradley Cooper's taking it that well, but I think Giselle doesn't give a damn. So the... So the world goes on, right? There it is, the latest bit of gossip on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Summertime is here. We're out there barbecuing, enjoying ourselves. The sun's out. We're having a grand old time. But there are five very dangerous barbecue foods for your dogs. Ribs. Any meat on a bone is a recipe for disaster when it comes to your dog. It's likely your dog will want to chew the bone, and that can really get stuck in their digestive tract. Corn on the cob, the same problem. Dogs love corn on the cob, but the large cob can cause intestinal blockage as well. Too much fatty meat. While hamburger meat and steak isn't toxic for dogs, ingestion of too much of these fatty meats can result in pancreatitis. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Onion, whether it's being used as burger garnish or chopped up, should be kept away from your dogs entirely. And stay away from those desserts. That's really important. We want to make sure that your dogs enjoy the barbecue as much as you do. Bring some of their own fresh treats out instead of giving them things off the barbecue. All more next.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 30 drugs may face supply chain disruptions after a tornado damaged a North Carolina Pfizer plant 1 week ago today. The company warned hospitals in a letter Friday that about 65 formulations of those drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels. The Rocky Mountain facility makes close to a quarter of Pfizer's injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. Ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida could set a global record. This week, a buoy out at Manatee Bay reported ocean temperatures of just over 101 degrees. Oceans all over the world are experiencing warmer than normal temperatures thanks to a stubborn El Nino weather pattern that's expected to last into winter. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. And it's gonna be a good day. I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Not a new program. Well, we keep up with the times on the Good Day program, changing with the times, if you will. And I guess why the program's lasted as long as it has. I believe that the music also sets a tone beside the conversation. There's summertime music, and we're trying to set the tone with that because we all love summertime, right? Summer. Christmas time. That music sets a mood, too. Are there fall songs or spring songs that create that same feeling? I don't know if they're
that's
fall.
That's a good point. I'm not sure.
Those autumn leaves. No, there's nothing exciting about fall music. What about spring springtime. There's not really, I don't think there are a lot
nothing
of springtime.
Nothing pops out.
No, no, not at all. Okay, speaking of things popping out on the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, happy to have you along to share thoughts and deeds and experiences. There's something for you to think about as you think your day is going to be a good one. Listen, once I began to realize that there were no new rules and my path didn't have to look like everybody else's, I relaxed and my whole world opened up. A philosopher wrote that, and I thought that was, I just grab onto these things from time to time because I think that they do set a tone. Once I began to realize that there were no rules and that my path didn't have to look like everybody else's, I relaxed and my world changed, opened up. So isn't that something? You don't have to be like your neighbor. You know, what's the old keeping up with the Joneses? Nah. Who cares what the Joneses are doing? Do your own thing. Make your own kind of music. There's a mama, wasn't that Mama Cass who sang that song? Yeah. So, anyway. And one of those people is a guy named Kevin Baxson, who is the first men's professional coach. He's a, let me see, what is it? He's a strength coach at the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he's come out as being gay. And so there's a big deal being made about this, and I wonder, hello, is anybody looking at the calendar? It's 2023.
What the hell? What there is there? Anytime there's a first, he's the first one to come out. And yeah. Just any,
do you think
any,
he's the first gay first. Guy in football?
No, no, he's the first the first coach to come out, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those things of, I think people have to come out and live their truth and kind of help to make other people feel comfortable to live their truth too. Mm-hmm. There's still that a little bit of taboo part of society that's like, don't talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
Because you might turn people off. You might lose a fan base. You might lose endorsement deals. You might leave money on the table. Like all of this stuff, and it's just, who cares? Does it affect how he's who he loves? Is that affecting how he's coaching? No.
Nope.
Does it change who he is as a human being? No.
Nope. No, not at all. So that's why I say it's kind of like climate change. You know, if you really get right down to it, it's no big deal. And he said the reason he came out is because he didn't want to feel like he had to think about it anymore. I don't want to have to lie about who I'm dating or who I'm with. And that's kind of that's a good bellwether. There's an inspiration there. Be who you are. Kind of what I said a few minutes ago. So there, you look around and see how many stories there might be about various professional football players, let's say, or soccer players, or hockey players, or you name the sport, and the number of people who come out as gay. And it's just, it seems, again, look at the calendar. It's 2023. And this is, by the way, on both sides. Maybe, does it feel like it's different if you're gay as a guy in a sports arena versus a woman who's gay in a sports arena? Is there a difference, you think?
How people who are not part of the LGBT community look at them, do you mean that? Or how they feel?
No, about maybe that's it. More important how they feel than how other people feel. That's a good point. Thank you, Jay, for bringing it. I was thinking about it with regard to what others thought. But maybe, again, why should you care what other people think? I know that that's easy to say and not so easy to live with sometimes because of bullying and things that go on.
Yes, yeah, and the possibility of hate crimes.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me move that. This thought just came into my mind. Let's move this forward a little bit. People who are older, senior citizens, people who are my age and older who are gay or lesbian, whatever the designation from you, just use the term LGBTQ. What happens if you're a senior member of society? I don't think people pay much attention to what happens to folks who are in those groups as they get older. And one wonders whether they have found or can find a community, or is it necessary, or are they just lonely all by themselves? And if that's the case, why would that be? Or is it just like with a lot of seniors, the older you get, the lonelier you get because...
And that's what I was thinking, yeah, regardless, right? If you're...
Yeah. Okay, well, Again, as always, I'm interested in food for thought here, and a little quizzing goes a long way.
And also think about people who are older who are part of the LGBTQIA community and didn't come out until much later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they came out privately with family or close family and friends, but didn't come out with their work or whatever, or didn't come out to anyone because of just the fear of losing those relationships, being abandoned. And how lonely that must be to live so much of your life, not being able to live your truth and share your truth.
Well, the thing that's hard, I think, is realizing what your desire is. I have some friends, good friends. I'm close. My family and I are close. I have the people I work all day, every day on various projects. And so I make friends, or we have relationships with the people. We have a family on the farm. We certainly have a family on the radio program. I have a family in this group that maybe it's because I desire to create those things, and maybe that's what happens. I think that you attract what it is that you're putting out, right? If you have the ability, it's a magnet. You can be a magnet if you want to be for certain lifestyles. Just, let yourself be. If you're yourself, you will be attractive in and of yourself. You'll be attractive to somebody, some group, right? Way of thinking. There are all kinds of clubs and groups.
Exactly. And there's also a different glow and a different way you carry yourself when you have that validation from within and not reliant upon the validation from others.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's talk about something that's flashing around. The summertime brings people to thinking about how they look and whether or not they want to lose weight. Do you want to feel a certain way? And if you do, then take this product or take that product or do this thing exercise-wise. And so I was this comes about as me thinking last night watching a television program before I went to bed, and there was another ad for Ozempic. And then we have them here too. So I say to people, why do you make fun of people that advertise? I say what I think about stuff, and they pay to say what they want to say, and I'll say what I want to say about them. I don't like these drugs. There's nothing about the drug culture. We talk about drugs in our society and what a scourge they are. What the heck is the difference between getting loading up on marijuana or something else and loading up on Ozempic or some of these other drugs that are being pushed on us, sold to us, if you will, as the way to fix a problem? Like, you want to lose a lot of weight fast? Take Ozempic, yeah! However, if you look around, Amy Schumer did a podcast with Andy, what's his face, Cohen. And they started this ball bouncing, and so it makes, she's been up and down like a yo-yo on her weight programs. And then there are a number of stories you can find about people in their 30s and 40s. And this particular lady is talking about how Ozempic made her life hell. It cost her money. It cost me stress. It cost me days and nights with my family. It's cost me a lot. And she says the price is too high. And then you can keep Googling all of this sort of thing, and you come up with story after story after story after story. So you wonder, and I don't know that it's just Ozempic, although that's the one that comes to mind because it seems to be the most.
Well, I think, Wegovy has actually been approved to be used for weight loss, where
Ken
Ozempic
thinks it's great.
Yeah, where Ozempic really hasn't been. It's just people are doing it kind of off-label. But it's with most medications, if you don't need it for what it's actually supposed to be used for, you have certain side effects. And with Ozempic, it's for diabetes and to keep insulin low. So if you don't have diabetes and you're using it to lose weight, oftentimes, more than not, you are going to feel nauseous. Yeah. And that really makes you not want to eat, so it does its purpose. But is it really worth it to just go through your day being completely sick?
Well, that's it. What is more important to you? How you live your life? There are a bunch of doctors around now who are warning about Ozempic and the side effects of taking it, especially if they're using it to lose weight. But it doesn't matter whether it's being used for weight or the purpose for which it's intended. Apparently, it's a nightmare. No matter what you're using it for, the vomiting that goes on, there are people who have been taking this thing to throw up all day long. And so what the hell are we being sold, and why? And how come the FDA says this stuff is okay if it has all these side effects? And then we get down to, do you trust the government? We go back to the COVID thing, or you can use that question for almost anything that's around. It's, what are we doing to ourselves? We've become addicted to drugs.
Yeah, we become addicted to quick fixes.
Okay, better.
It goes even past the drugs. It's for everything. We are addicted to quick fixes.
Give me a
and
pill.
Not figuring root calls and prevention care.
Yeah, right. That's very good. That's well put. Thank you, Jay. All right, so telling the story then, I guess it's an obvious. Because people who have listened to this program in the past 7-8 years have heard me talking nonstop about Calitrin. We've had this program as a sponsor to this program, and we focused on them, and we have some folks from there that come on the program and talk about how valuable it is. And it is a counter. So is it appropriate for me to tell you about it? I suppose if you don't know, maybe this is support for all the people who want to do something about their weight, but they don't really know how to do it. So if you want to take your time, because the success taking something like this, and actually this is the only thing around, honestly, that I know of that's all natural. So taking it is not going to get in the way of your health and well-being. So maybe you should check it out at toploss.com. It's called Calitrin. It's all natural. And you can get on the program and use it, and there's no side effects. Help yourself, okay? The good stuff is Calitrin at toploss.com.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Farm time here on Good Day, 53 after the hour. Well, it's farm food and family time, but the emphasis is often on food. But there are always stories that connect food, farm, and family, and Jay culls them all and puts them together on foodfarmfamily.com, such as the story, especially this time of year. Now we're getting into the growing. This is harvest time, as you know, the corn season is here with us, and all the squash and the cucumbers, the tomatoes, the cabbage. I'm just going through in my mind what's in my garden. And what I can see around as farms open up, people get busy. And I hope that you have made connection with your farm or farms in your community, because not only do you get the food that's there, but you can bring your family and see how the food is grown. We have somebody this week on the American Family Farmer Show, which is on many of these same stages that carry Good Day, focus on farms and how we make family farms better, that sort of thing. The story of, I think this farm, Jay, went back to 1874, and they have great experience in all the generations that have been there, mm-hmm. done a lot of different things on the farm. Actually, it's a farm from Bucyrus, Ohio, not far from you.
Yeah, and it's a this is the eighth generation now that's right. taken over.
And the young lady who is the eighth generation farmer, I think she's 29. It's a good story. And more importantly, what I do in those discussions and what I'm hoping through this venue is to get you to go check out the local farms, what they're offering, whether they be dairy, whether they be produce, but see what you have in your local area, because helping them thrive and survive helps you be healthier and safer. And that is underscored more by what you see the USDA doing and what they're not doing, the kinds of things. It's sort of we were talking about drugs and what stuff is getting approved. And the government has gotten so big it just steps all over itself, gets in its own way. And here's an example of it. The USDA spends millions of dollars preparing a pamphlet that will help you prepare lunch for your children as they go back to school. So are parents that dumb now, or are they that, is this a reflection on society, or is this a reflection on big government? Maybe it's not bad to think about how to pack a school lunch, but do you need to have this kind of...
A reminder doesn't hurt, especially when it comes to foodborne illnesses. Think about every time that it comes up to the 4th of July or Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day or any time people are going to be having gatherings specifically. There's always something like this where it's like food handling and how long to keep food out on the table, which after 2 hours, a lot of food gets to the temperature that it can start having some bacteria buildup or things. But a lot of people will put, once they put the food out, the food is not even going back anywhere until like the end of the night. Sometimes it's left out overnight, and then people wake up in the morning and they start eating things. It's just one of those things that it's common sense, but it's people forget about it. And
maybe that's
school lunches and kids.
Yeah,
because sometimes somebody might not think to clean out the lunchbox after at the end of each day, or the way they prepare the meal, it might not be something that can hold over all the way until lunchtime. Think about how early a lot of these foods are being packed. If they're not packed properly, if they're not kept chilled properly, if they're not insulated to keep heated properly, just different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you did a good counter to my, why does the government have to do this? Why can't you figure it out on your own sort of thing? I'd like us to be more motivated, but I suppose when I see the kind of money and time that's allotted to this, it just bugs me. There's so little common sense. This should be taught in school. There should be courses in high school where youngsters can learn, or they ought to be learning about their own bodies and the food that's good for their bodies and how to prepare the food that's good for their bodies.
And health and wellness. But unfortunately, that typically comes in high school, where that's something that could be started a lot earlier. I think there is, at some degree, when you talk about the food pyramid, I think that starts in the upper classes of elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, even just send home a pamphlet. I don't think that a lot of this information, the science behind a lot of this, changes year after year.
Right. Practical.
Just send home the pamphlet to the parents if they're packing the lunches. Let the kids know if they're packing their own lunches. But yeah, I agree with you, Doug. It's one of those things of, like, can common sense please be more common?
Please. Yes, and thank you. Anyway, the old word to the wise is sufficient here. And perhaps, as I often do, I know that I overreact to some of this stuff. But I think that gives people cause to think about it, at least. And as you're getting ready, this is the more horrible thing is that we're getting ready to send kids back to school. That's what maybe is bugging me about all of this. At any rate, food safety is an important thing, and we focus on it here. Food, Farm, and Family Time is 59 after the hour.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.